This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The November jobs report was delayed by the government shutdown, but it's out now. The jobs picture is weak by some estimates. Let's dig a little deeper with Bankrate economic analyst Sarah Foster. Sarah, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
What are your overall takeaways from the new jobs numbers that we've received?
It is a noisy report, and this picture that we have of the job market right now isn't very pretty. You know, I think broadly speaking, we do know that the labor market is cooling. Of course, it could be cooling even faster. We could have a worse picture, so to speak. But we're still talking about millions of Americans finding it hard to get a job, the highest unemployment rate since 2021, and then more time for people to be stuck on the sidelines. We've been kind of stuck in this low hire, no fire environment for years now. And it's kind of culminating in many Americans continuing to tell us that it's tough for them to find a job even when they want one.
So this is not necessarily seasonal or typical for this time of year then?
We do know that this data shows that the shutdown, you know, whether the government is reopened, you know, that's good news because we now have the data that we need. But the challenge now is kind of discerning between the noise here. You know, finding what's typical for this time of year is really difficult when we've gone the longest stretch of time in the modern era without data on the labor market. Something that I continue to think about is whether this job market is slowing because workers are finding it hard to get a job because employers aren't hiring, or whether the job market is slowing just because we've hit maximum employment and because there's just not enough, there are no more people to really fill open positions. Now, I think broadly speaking, it's fair to say that the economy doesn't need to create as many jobs as it used to back when the economy was reopening from the pandemic. But it's also the case that there's just so many Americans stuck on the sidelines right now, really facing a labor market that probably feels similar to what happened in the aftermath of the Great Recession.
I know Fed Chair Jerome Powell made some comments about the job numbers. What is he saying about it?
Fed Chair Jerome Powell actually really opened up one of the most eye-opening parts about his remarks was that he mentioned that because of the past 2 years of benchmark revisions, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, their surveys overestimating employment data, that if the trends of the past few years were to take hold, we might actually be in a situation now where employers are actually cutting more jobs and job growth is negative. You know, broadly speaking, I think something that's been really fascinating to look at is the labor market slowdown. The unemployment rate is near historic levels. You know, it would typically be called a historically low unemployment rate. But this is really the first time since the Great Recession era that we've had 4 months of job gains in the negative. And if what Fed Chair Powell, you know, his estimates are that, you know, job growth might be actually negative overall, if that were to take hold, it would be a completely different picture today that we'd have of the labor market than maybe the one that we assume right now, which is that low hire, no fire zone.
What about underemployment? Is that a continued issue for Americans?
What we do hear from many Americans is that it's tough for them to find a position. Many of them are actually working part-time for economic reasons when they'd actually be preferring to work full-time. There was actually a pretty sizable increase in the amount of Americans who are working part-time for economic reasons. You know, we also hear from many Americans that, you know, they're not in the labor force right now. They're not looking for a position and they're not employed, but they would be interested in actually looking for something new. So what that tells me is that it's a really hard time for many Americans to get a position in their industry, to get one that they do actually think works for their situation. And so it results in many Americans actually feeling like they are underemployed. I think especially back to those younger workers where we saw a pretty significant uptick in the unemployment rate for teenagers, the unemployment rate for recent college graduates, and even those between the ages of 20 and 24. You know, when you're someone who's trying to crack that labor market, try to break into it for the first time, it's a lot tougher in these periods where companies aren't hiring for new positions, just because a lot of these entry-level jobs are the ones that aren't getting created in tougher economies. So it's certainly not an easy labor market for many people, but those young workers especially are feeling the pinch.
Sarah, thank you for your insights. Appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Megan.
That is Bankrate economic analyst Sarah Foster joining us this morning here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.